The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Welcome to the Big Picture in the Kingdom Intelligence Report. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday night. You know what that means? That means that tonight we're going to break down the news of the day, how it relates to Bible prophecy, how you can get ready, get your family ready. And we got the man that's been doing it on YouTube and on the online for years. Ricky Scopero, founder and publisher of End Time Headlines. Let's go. It's time. Yes, it is the Kingdom Intelligence Report. And let's just go ahead and get this out of the way right now so you ain't got to worry about nothing. You can enjoy the in-depth information that you're about to get. Go ahead and smash that like button. If you're watching on Rumble, make sure you smash the like button as well. Follow on Rumble and subscribe to us if this show is giving you any kind of value whatsoever. So without further ado, let us bring in the man, the crowd. Once again, it never fails. They go crazy for Ricky Scopero.
How you doing, my brother? Praise God. How's it going? How's the Big Picture family doing?
Man, we're doing good. We're doing good. And the Big Picture fam loves the ETH fam. So we're on both shows tonight. So ETH, we love you guys. So many of our people, including number one and number two, me and Sandy, love ETH, love what you're doing there. And just real quick, for those that may, I'm shocked that if there's anyone on here that don't know anything about End Time Headlines, this is what it looks like. End Time Headlines is a tremendous website and resource for the body of Christ, for anybody in general. So it's endtimeheadlines.com or .org. And when you go there, you'll see you've got all kinds of breaking news items throughout the day. It's updated throughout the day. I don't even know how you do it, man. You update the news. When news breaks, we're like, we go straight to your site, and then you always already had it posted 10 minutes before we even knew about it. So you're connected greatly, brother, and we appreciate everything that you do, Ricky.
And the feeling's mutual, brother. We, you know, our End Time Headlines family loves you as well, and you and Sandy, and I always get, you know, I see the messages and the comments, and it's kind of goes back and forth. It's an awesome collaboration. Yes. That God has put together in these last hours of the last days. Yes. And I really believe that. And you know, I know you're the same way. We don't, you know, this is all we know. We got our right foot mashed to the gas, and people, you know, before we even went on air, I asked you, I said, how do you do it? How do you pastor a church and do all these videos and this? And then you asked me, yeah, how are you doing these articles and updating, yeah, and podcasts? I just, you know, it's just what it is. We're called, right? So,
well, you know, one of the things I say at our church all the time is, you know, I'm while I'm alive, I'm going to live. I'll die when I'm dead. And come on. And it sounds sort of generic to say that, but the truth is I'm going to run as long as I can run. And I'll sleep and rest when I get to heaven. Because remember, he says, enter into thy rest. So, yeah, yep, yeah, I'm a believer in rest on this side, too. But, man, we got to run the race, Ricky, because we're running out of time. That's why your show is called End Time Headlines. This show is called the Kingdom Intelligence Report. And I want to get right into Kingdom Intelligence. And we're gonna talk about the fact that, you know, not too long ago, a lot of people remember the balloons that came across, and, you know, it was a big deal. Everybody was talking about it. They ended up letting that thing go all the way across, denying that it had any kind of tracking ability. Come to find out later, they admitted that it did. Shot it down over the Atlantic Ocean. But it's like we just talk about something and then we just move on and it's no longer a big deal. But Ricky, according to your website, I got these headlines from your website, there are new balloons, multiple balloons that are flying. So here's from the New York Post. The mysterious high-altitude balloon that flew over the United States just in about a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a week ago, it says, and I'm sorry, I hate this website, fighter jets from NORAD, the nation's airspace watchdog, intercepted the balloon shortly after it hovered over Utah on that Friday. And you can see the balloon there. It's unbelievable. And then we'll just go to this one right here from USA Today. U.S. officials investigating a large balloon discovered in Alaska, and they are calling it a spy balloon. So what in the world's going on, Ricky? I think we already agree that we're being invaded by the southern border. But are we being evaded by the air as well? Are we being tracked? What is this? What is going on, in your opinion? And what kind of intelligence have you received on this?
Well, first of all, you know, they changed their, you know, the story. They changed the official narrative on. Now, I'm not talking about on these two, but I'm talking about on the first one that we encountered.
Right.
They led us to believe that it just happened to pop up in the airspace when that's simply not true. We know that it passed over almost half the country before they ever intercepted this thing. And who knows? God only knows how much intelligence this thing gathered. We know now that, or at least we're being told, it was a quote Chinese spy balloon. It had a payload on it.
Yep.
But again, as I pointed out, I think it was on your show, and I know we've done it on our podcast, but this wasn't the only quote unquote mysterious object that was taken down by our Air Force. Another one was a cylindrical silver object that was causing disruptions to air pilots, to their mechanical board, to their planes, everything. And they shot this thing down over, what was it? It was a lake over Michigan. And
right.
And it's like, we never heard of it. It's like, you know what? That's it, guys. Let's move on. Let's not talk about it anymore. So to this day, we still don't know officially what that was.
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but they even admitted the first one that they changed the narrative on that you just mentioned. Also, they tracked it going across multiple military sites and nuclear sites. I mean, but then they won't try to say the wind, the jet stream, but the jet stream doesn't follow military patterns. And they went straight over our military. And like you said, they later on admitted that it had a payload on it. It was a spy balloon. Well, what were they spying? What were they collecting? I don't know about you, Ricky, but I believe that China is absolutely, and we covered this Monday night on our show, that they are now admitting that they are preparing for war with the United States. And so you're like, you know, we also talked about the fact that they and Russia are developing and producing more military assets, in some instances, 3 to 5 times as much as we are. They are building, they just released a new aircraft carrier. They just put it in the water about a month ago. They're getting ready to water test the next aircraft carrier, and they are releasing new submarines into the water right now as well. And then you have Russia that is producing more ammunition, up to 5 times as much as America. And while we're over here, you know, we got drag queens trying to recruit military, and they're building and preparing for something. And I truly believe it sounds like just hype. It sounds like we're trying to fearmonger, but we're not. I believe, Ricky, these balloons, all of this is part of something big that's coming with China. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I believe the same thing. We already know that they're buying up large swaths of land in the country. We know that they're crossing over into the border. These are military age men ready to fight. I believe these are cells that are sitting back and waiting. I believe. And here's what's it. Now, I want all of your, the whole audience listening to me, watching, listening, Spotify, Apple, everybody's listening. I want the level of government secrecy and the changing of the narratives is out of control, completely out of control. Now, I want you to pay attention to this. It always, once there's an event that happens, it's like the first horse is out of the gate. Once this, let me use this illustration. It's Pandora's box. Once this box is open, you can't put it back in the box. So once we've had this quote unquote mysterious object, balloon, spy balloon with a payload come over into our airspace. Now it keeps happening more and more. And of course, and think about this for a second, Larry. So they dispatch fighter jets from NORAD to go and intercept this. Now, if you go back to the New York Post, the official narrative now is they're telling us that this was simply a hobbyist device that had a payload. Now, you go to the one. Now, there was another one that was over Alaska.
Yeah, yeah, it's
and,
right here.
Right, and the report says, and this is from USA Today, which is the these are Facebook's fact checkers, by the way. Yeah, just to let you know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Their official narrative for this one in Alaska, quote, U.S. officials investigating a large balloon discovered in Alaska, but they won't call it a spy balloon. Mm. Okay, well, what is it? Is it another hobbyist balloon?
Right.
Is it car auto dealership junk? Because remember, Biden got up and said this is a lot of just, yeah. Now, look, some people are gullible enough to believe this nonsense, but I find it hard to believe. Listen, if our intelligence, now, what does this speak of? If our intelligence and our military is not capable of distinguishing a hobbyist balloon from a threat to national security, we can dispatch fighter jets to observe and take down garbage balloons that are science projects, but yet on 9/11, yeah. We couldn't get any jet yeah. airliners in the yeah. sky. Come on, see?
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, we got to wake up. We got to wake up.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. And you're right. You know, and the thing about it is they can determine that they're spy balloons, and they have determined that they're spy balloons, but they are just expecting the American people and the world to be so gullible because they've controlled the narrative for so long. Whatever they want you to believe is what they're going to say, and then they're just going to walk like sheep and believe it.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, people are waking up. I remember at the most recent World Economic Forum that we covered extensively, that was back in January, and they had a symposium of the media. And the New York Times was there, the Washington Post was there, several of the big-time mainstream covers of the truth were there. And one of the things that this one lady from the New York Times said is, this is why they deemed – you remember, Ricky, that the number one danger to the world for the next 2 years, it's not climate change, it's not world war, it's misinformation and disinformation. So they're sitting there talking about that for the next 2 years. Think about it. Let that sink in. Not the next 10 years, not the next year, the next 2 years. And just think about what's going on in the world right now as far as elections and things like that. So this is what the New York Times lady said. She's like, one thing that we've got to earn back is our trust, because people, for whatever reason, don't trust us anymore. And for so long, this is the words, I couldn't believe she said this out loud. For so long, we have owned the story and owned the news and owned the truth.
Wow.
But people don't believe we own it anymore. And we've got to get that back. I mean, that's what they've said.
Now, translation. Our lies and deception are not, they're not falling for our lies and deception anymore. People are starting to think for themselves, starting to reason for themselves, starting to do their own research. And all the quote unquote conspiracy theories are now becoming realities, and they're losing the battle. So these fringe, come on, these remnant fringe voices of truth, like your program, our program, other voices. Listen, brother, we're on our final strike on Facebook. We're in the red, and we've gotten all, they've restricted us from streaming, and they've said that if we get one more strike, we're done. Our Facebook page is taken down. And why? It's because of these quote unquote fact checkers and all this stuff. And we knew it was coming. It was only going to get worse. And I know you're probably going to get into this, but we're only in March. Could you imagine what this is going to be like in October, a month before the election?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, just this week as well, it came out that the state of Washington just passed legislation, and it's going through the process right now. It's going to pass, and the governor has said that he will sign it, and it will basically create a commission. I want you to think about it. You think about that book, 1984, and then you think about Nazi Germany. This is literally the wording of it. It will give people legal permission to turn their neighbors in for aggressive behavior and pushing narratives that make them feel threatened.
And what does that even mean?
Exactly. It's almost like, you know, basically, I'm not promoting Donald Trump here. This is not a Donald Trump channel, but I'm just saying that if you stick a Make America Great banner in your yard, and your neighbor sees that, and it makes them feel fear. You are violating me. This law will give you a hotline to call and say,
Wow.
I feel threatened. This is in the state of Washington. Then you, you put a, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I just, I cannot believe, you know, that this is happening in America. And then even in New York, they're, you know, the governor there is using surveillance and Big Brother technology to what? To survey all of the social media. So if you're watching the program, and I know we've got many people from End Time Headlines that support us from New York up in this is happening in your neck of the woods.
Yep.
And you, brother, I'm going to tell you, there was a time when I was like, you know, I'm going to let social media just force me off their platform, but I'm getting to the point where, you know, we're going to have to go underground per se off the radar on some of the, like Telegram. I think Telegram's not owned by American interest and stuff. I don't have time to get in all that, but I like Telegram personally, but it's an underground kind of like communication that, you know, it's for now at least. It's censor free and all this stuff, but I see this, it's going to push more and more people into this, because think about it, guys. If social media is being tracked and governed and surveyed, they're monitoring this by our governors in certain states in America, and you know, and I both know, let's talk about the Pandora's box again.
Yep. Come on.
Once you open this box, in other words, once one governor puts this in place, you already know it's going to be implemented by another governor and another governor, and it's going to keep going on down the road. And eventually, we're going to live in a dystopian society where, and guess what? All of us conspiracy theorists, if you would, have been warning you people about this for how many years, and you've called us nut jobs and lunatics and alarmists and all this stuff. But now who's getting the last laugh?
Yeah, a narcissist and a narcissistic type mentality, one of the things they do, and the spirit of Jezebel as well does, is you project on others and accuse others of the exact thing that you are. And, and how many times have we heard, he reminds me of Hitler, this reminds me of Nazism, all this. But that's what they're doing. When you pass laws to snitch on your neighbor for making you feel inferior, controlling the speech, think speech and all this kind of stuff that's in the book of 1984 and the think police. And then you have, like you said, New York. Then you factor in, you go get on the subway now and the National Guard with machine guns are in the subway checking people's bags. And it's always, Ricky, always spun for the greater good. It's always, this is to stop crime. This is to stop anti-Semitism. This is to stop all of this. But all it takes is one person saying something against a particular lifestyle choice that our Bible says is a sin, and even goes so far as sometimes to call an abomination for certain sins. And you preach that, well, that makes somebody feel threatened. Or maybe you have a shirt on that says, I believe in one man and one woman, and you're on the subway. Well, guess what? All of a sudden, somebody can accuse you of being some kind of terrorist because they feel terrorized by you. Now your bag is searched, and guess what's next coming? It's when in Nazism, it's show me your papers. In this day and age, it's show me your digital ID, because that's where it's coming as well. When it's digital, it's programmable, and that's the world that we're going into, and they're just tightening and tightening and tightening and then pushing everything to digital so that when you don't line up with the narrative, they flip the switch and turn it off on you.
Right, and I'll take it a step further. First of all, for the big picture audience and the End Time Headlines audience that's getting nervous about this and say, well, this is horrible news, this is terrible, what are we... Guys, if you know prophecy, this is exciting news, because the beast system is now coming into full effect. Because what kind of society you think is going to exist when the Antichrist and the false prophet come to power in order to control the masses through this buying and selling system that will be put in place? Number one. Number two, let's take it a step further. You know where else it's coming? And I see this coming really quick, is it's going to affect the church. It's going to impact the church. Yes. Because if all this comes into play, they're going to come knocking at your door, Pastor, and they're going to want to know what you're preaching, especially if you're a 501c3. Does it agree with the states?
Yep. Yep.
And it, I'm telling you, this stuff is happening overseas. It's happening in, even in Canada. This was happening.
Yep. Yes.
So we know it's coming. We've been warning about it. And I read, listen, I read the comments under social media on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter when, who was it that recently, his name just slipped my mind, but a well-known pastor, in California recently got up and Jack Hibbs. Yes. Jack Hibbs.
Yes.
Sorry. It's, you know, I haven't had enough caffeine yet, but anyway, pastor got up and he got out from behind the pulpit and made a statement as a citizen of the United States, wherein which he endorsed a politician, gave his approval. And I'm telling you, he already made the media completely lose their minds and the liberals lose their minds over a prayer that he prayed.
Yes.
In the Congress.
Yeah.
So this was the icing on the cake when he did this. Now, but watch this. Listen to this, folks. After he made this statement, there was a flood of comments and people and even talking heads in the mainstream. Some of them said that it's time. Listen to this. That 501c3 churches lose that status because of what they're speaking, promoting, and endorsing for behind pulpits and their churches. I'm telling you guys, and again, if we want to go back to the Nazi regime and Hitler, that's exactly what happened during that regime.
Yeah,
and eventually, you know what happened? Let me say this one last thing. The church eventually had to make a choice.
Yes.
We either stand against it or we capitulate, and most churches capitulated and they promoted Hitler right there at the church and took up offerings for him.
Yeah.
That's your history.
And I'm going to tell you, here's a truth alert for you. And you're going to be shocked, people that are watching this, whether it's on ETH or on the big picture, it is not against the law to say, to talk about politics and even endorse in the pulpit. That is not a law. That was the Johnson Amendment that he did an executive order, President Johnson, and it was because, and a lot of people may not know this, research it, he was mad at one pastor in Texas, and he wanted to take away his rights to talk against him, and he made an executive order. It's called the Johnson Amendment or something. I forgot what it is, a Johnson executive order. And when Trump was in office, his first term, he did an executive order and did away with it. He publicly said, "I, by way of executive order, I have canceled out the Johnson rule for pastors," and Biden came in his first week and reinstated it. So here's the reality. What Jack Hibbs was doing, he wasn't worried because he knew the actual law. So he was just sort of playing along with them. Hey, I know it's illegal for me to do this. So I'm going to step in front of that pulpit and I'm going to tell you who to vote for here in California. Now, you can't make somebody vote for it, but if you take away the right for one of the, what has historically been one of the most influential positions in people's lives, which is their pastor, then you've controlled the narrative across the board. And I'm telling
you, we're the last voice, right?
We're the last voice. And as the church goes, so the nation goes. And, you know, you go back and study your history, you'll find even our Constitution is a rewording of sermons that were being preached on the streets, outside, and in pulpits at the day, in those day and times. Our founding forefathers, they've even admitted that our Constitution is based on sermons. So the reality is this, separation of church and state does not exist in the Constitution. It was a letter from Thomas Jefferson, but even at its purest form, it was never intended for the church to not have freedom of religion. It was about keeping the government out of the church.
Come on. And this is a Jezebel, like you said. Watch this. In the Old Testament, the enemy had a strategy to take out and silence the voices through Ahab and Jezebel, that regime that was, you know, through that administration that was in place. They try to silence the prophets then. Then you go into the New Testament and you see where Herod is beheading James, who is a picture of the apostles. So the Old Testament, the prophets were silenced. You see that through the Old Testament. Then you go to the New Testament and they want to silence the voice of the apostles. So it's no new thing, guys. It's the same spirit. It's that antichrist spirit that is opposed to truth. They don't want the truth. So they want to cut off, come on, the head of the apostolic voice and silence the prophetic and the prophets in this hour.
Wow, that's so good, Ricky. And you were talking about earlier, you just said Antichrist, beast system and all of that. Well, I want to get your input on this. You know, Amazon had already done Pay with Palm. I don't know if you saw this yet, but Visa now came out this week with their new era of payments, Visa, with palm scanning payment terminals. They say it simplifies the checkout process by using fingerprint and facial recognition, thereby reducing wait times and eliminating the need for traditional payment methods. Now, look at this picture here of them demonstrating it. What? I mean, I think I read about this in a book that you cannot buy or sell unless you have a mark on your hand. And now Visa, a major credit card processing company, is literally telling you, we are ready for you to start paying with your hand. All of this is
why?
Why
are we that lazy? I mean, we have Apple Pay or whatever you guys have on Android devices.
Yeah.
We can insert a card. We can scan a card. I mean, this is absolutely, again, you know, I'm being facetious here. We know, you know, this is more than convenience. This is absolutely, we knew when Amazon kicked this off with Amazon One with the palm scan.
Right.
Again, Pandora's box open, and everybody else is going to be like, oh, this is so wonderful and this is so great. And again, the Satan is setting back, and he is just, I mean, he is licking his lips, and he is excited because he's seeing his entire system coming to play and coming to pass in and coming to fruition in our generation.
Wow. Yeah. Well, let's stay on this same vein and you know, their system of control and so forth. And now we remember not long ago, everyone experienced it. It's on Facebook. Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram, talked about that, you know, it was down. And they say it's a technical issue behind the recent outage. Of course, it's always just a minor thing, nothing to be worried about. Hundreds of thousands of Meta users were impacted by this global service outage on March 5th. Technical issues caused by people having difficulty accessing some of their services. And then you factor in as well that multiple government websites just were recently, including the Secret Service and Homeland Security, went down for 20 minutes. Think about the timing here during Biden's State of the Union before being
and Trump's
back.
Website
and Trump's Truth Social. He literally was trying to live comment on the State of the Union, and he couldn't do it on his own platform. Truth Social was down. So, Ricky, is this just... This is just by chance that this happened, right? Come on, let's.
Oh, of course. It's. I mean, come on, guys. It's, you know, we all experience glitches. Let me talk about glitches for a second.
Come on.
Our website is we have an app. It's free, but we use Google AdSense on our app. Some people absolutely hate it, and other people don't mind it. Whatever. I mean, I always tell them, just get an ad blocker, man. I mean, it's free. It's a free app.
Right.
You know. You know, you try to give somebody a car, but they'll complain they got to pay the taxes on it. But anyway, so Google, now listen to this, talking about glitches. For the past 2 weeks now, every single article I post on our website, we get a report from AdSense and they're flagging it as sexual content. I could talk about foodborne illnesses that are happening in a state of whatever, and it was found in certain vegetables, and it will be flagged as sexual content. Every one of them. We've done, our tech team behind the scenes has went through with a fine tooth comb. There's nothing there that can be even validated. We've reached out to their support. They just give us generic responses. I actually called Google. I had to dig to get an actual phone number and then do a workaround. And this is a true story, so I'm calling them out on this. When I was talking to them, they hung up the phone on me twice.
Wow.
Would not go through this. Yeah, I'm not making this. This is not embellishing. So again, we'll talk about technical issues. If somebody is that dumb and naive to believe that it was a coincidence that all of this stuff, you know, the AT&T outage, the social media outages on Super Tuesday, and, you know, all these things happening. Yep. And they keep saying it's glitches and technical issues and we don't know what happened. And, you know, and it's, again, when you couple this with all the stuff that's happening in our skies, strange objects, balloons, balloons, cylindrical objects, nothing to see here, folks. Nothing Everything that the bishop's talking about, we've got our enemies are getting closer and closer to fulfilling their ambitions, which is forming a coalition and taking down America. They don't have interest. I know Tucker Carlson had a little warm and fuzzy interview with Putin and all this stuff, but don't be deceived, guys.
No.
You know, it's coming. I believe it's a matter of if, or excuse me, it's a matter of when and not if, when, you know, our nation experiences a third world war and then we're directly involved.
Russia knows exactly everything that you just said. It describes everybody in the world's awareness except this country and maybe the United Kingdom and places, a couple places in Europe. They're preparing for total control. I mean, BRICS, think about what's happening with BRICS. They've now had their own digital currency that they are now rolling out to do away with the U.S. dollar. The petrodollar is almost gone. So the whole world is turning their back on America. And there's a very, very real reason why America is not in Bible prophecy.
Yes.
I mean, it's just not. I mean, you can just say, well, there's an eagle talking about that. No, that's not America. America, as prolific as they are right now and known around the world, there's no way that the Word of God would have been written and in God's infinite wisdom not make it clear that he's talking about America. America's going to go. America's going to disappear. And it may be because of the rapture. It may be because of invasion or war or something. But America, listen, and I know we're seeing all over the world, but just talk to America right now. You need to wake up because the whole world they don't fear us anymore. They're not intimidated by us anymore. And I'm telling you, I feel like, and Trump is not the savior, okay? I don't want anybody to turn on me and think that I'm putting all my faith in a man. I'm not. But I can tell you this, they do not want him in office because some of them are escalating their plans to try to get as much done before November. Because, and then some people believe that Trump's part of the whole regime as well, and he's sort of a psyop and all this kind of stuff. But the reality is this, they know they're not going to be able to get away with a lot of the stuff that they've been able to get away if he's the president. So I think between now and October and even into November, but certainly between now and October, there's no telling what we're about to see from Russia, from China, and from our enemies around the world. Things that are going to happen in Israel, they're going to be emboldened to do things in Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, this world's about to get crazy, and you better know who you are in God.
Well, and Biden, the Biden administration just came out and they literally threatened Israel and Netanyahu and said, here's our red line. Yep. You're not going to go any further. You're not going to advance your military operations into Haifa and all these other locations. And I'm like, and I'm sitting back thinking, who are we to demand another nation to do this and do that, let alone the nation of Israel, whom, you know, on a practical level, you know, we're one of their greatest allies or was. And then on a biblical angle to that, we, you know, the Bible commands us to pray for the peace of Israel. And it's not good, guys, for those who stand against the nation of Israel.
Yes.
And you know, there's a shift in the body of Christ with a lot of the younger generation, and they're turning against Israel. So this is very alarming. Yes. And I want to go back on what you said about America. Because I know as sure as we're standing here, you'll get people that'll send you 13 emails. Mm-hmm. Oh, America's going to be in prophecy in this. Let's talk about a prophetic war. When you go to Ezekiel 38:39, Gog Magog, there is a portion of scripture in there that has always made me nervous as an American. And it talks about how God himself, it's in there, will send, and this is in the middle of this Gog and Magog war, a collaboration of Arab nations coming against Israel. Again, America, I cannot find us mentioned there supporting Israel. But here's what it does say. It says that God himself will send a fire to the coastlands. Mm. Now, who is that? I've sat down with other Bible, who I deem as Bible scholars, And I've asked them that, who are these coastlands? And they said, well, it could be this and that in theories. But I'm telling you, several of them said it could very well be America. Wow. That is the coastlands that God. Now, listen to that, folks. God sends a judgment upon America.
Now, why would he do that? He would only do that is Israel, if Israel's involved in it's a result of something about Israel, because it's an everlasting covenant. I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you.
Genesis 12.
And I'm telling you, that is an everlasting statement by God. And I don't care if you agree. You know, these are Zionists. I don't agree with Zionists. This stupid replacement theology, which is demonic, in all of this that goes on. I'm not saying that Israel doesn't have to go through Jesus. I'm a firm believer that you still got to get saved. That's why they're called Messianic Jews. The first Christians, the first majority of Christians, were Jewish believers who received Jesus as Messiah. The 120 that was in the upper room were all Jews. So it's like, you know, this gospel's to the Jew first and also to the Greek, to the Gentile. Mm-hmm. So yes, I believe all that. But whether you like it or not, Israel is God's chosen people. And that is where we will spend eternity when New Jerusalem comes back down. You don't call it New Jerusalem and then set it down in America. You know, it's New Jerusalem because it's going to sit back on top of Jerusalem. And that's where the New Jerusalem is going to be. And we will reign for all eternity with the Lord in the New Jerusalem. So you can't be an enemy of Israel and be a friend of God or a child of God. I'm just telling you, you can't. You cannot be anti-Israel. I'm not talking about you can't be against a political nation, but you cannot be against the people of God who are Jews and consider yourself to be a Christian. And when a nation who is always, our country has always vetoed in our permanent veto place on the United Nations against anything that's ever come against Israel until it started a little bit with Obama, and then this administration has done things that no president has ever done and have allowed things to be condemnations and sanctions and all this kind of stuff, to call, of all people, the United Nations had an overwhelming people voted and supported calling Israel a genocide nation. Unbelievable. That's why America is not in prophecy, because they turn their back on God.
Yeah, I mean, and it very well. And look, if we so happen to survive the Gog and Magog war, somehow we're in that. I can show you in Joel chapter 3 and Zechariah 12, where the prophets warn that all the nations that come against Israel to divide her will be judged at the final war called Armageddon in the Valley of Megiddo. Those nations are gathered, and it tells you, read it. It's in Joel 3, especially in Joel 3 and in Zechariah 12. Those nations are brought there by God himself to be judged. Come on, somebody. So that's what we're talking about today. So again, look at all these. Think about everything that we've talked about today. All prophecy is accelerating, guys. The beast systems coming into place, the turning against the nation of Israel. This is all prophecy. So I'm saying, you know, one of our, you know, key things that we always say on End Time Headlines is in Luke 21:28. That's one of our things that we always say. Jesus didn't say, after you see these things, he didn't say if you see these things. He said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption's drawing near. So it's, you know, I didn't know if you want to get a little bit into this, but,
I do want to get into, you made me think of this, look up. And so we look up for our redemption, draweth nigh. We look up because the last trump will sound and the dead in Christ will rise first, and then when we are alive and remain caught up together to be with the Lord, so shall we ever be with the Lord. But, you know, everything that God has ever promised and everything that God has ever done, Lucifer, Satan, has always tried to mimic it. And I believe that's part of what this whole, you're talking about the beast system, you're talking about changing allegiances of who you serve and so forth. I believe that's what this whole alien UFO thing is. It's demonic in its nature. And I want to get your response to this, and then we'll just preach the gospel after this. But the Pentagon, says the UFO puts out a brand new UFO report that came out just this week, and they find it's good news, Ricky. It's so good, it settles my heart to know they have found no alien evidence. But what I love about this article is some of the leading UFO students say if the U.S. does not fess up, other nations will. The experts warn, and of course these are images there of the famous TikTok and so forth. The Pentagon has found no evidence of aliens, alien technology, or secret government-run reverse engineering programs. The aggregate findings of the USG investigations to date has not found even one case of UAP representing off-world technology. And according to the report, which was released Friday, an authentic sensitive national security programs were mistaken with UFO programs. ARRO, All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, has no evidence for the USG reverse engineering narrative provided by interviewees and has been able to disprove the majority of the interviewees' claims, the report said, although some claims are still under investigation. And then Jeremy Corbell, I'm sure you're familiar with his name and most of our viewers are, is an investigative journalist and pivotal figure in the fight for UFO transparency, said if the U.S. does not fess up, other nations will. So, you know, without going down the rabbit hole of what aliens are, I believe they're demonic in nature.
Right.
What did you think when you first read that? I mean, did it give you a sense of confidence that a resounding, don't worry, nothing to see here, we have done a thorough investigation and there's nothing there? How did that make you feel, Ricky?
Well, I mean, I thought I was comforted to know that all the, you know, the social media outages and the phone outages and all that was just a simple glitch and updates and stuff. I thought I was comforted with that until I read this report. Then I was really comforted. Come on. Look, this is more gaslighting. Yes. And like Pastor Larry said, we're not talking about green aliens. This is not Independence Day. Yeah. These are simply, do I believe there is, there's crafts and there's beings? It very well be possible, but it's what we call fallen angels, Nephilims, deception, mm-hmm. lying signs and wonders, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I believe with all my heart, this is my belief, and I believe Bishop is on the same track with me. I believe that Satan has not showed us his full hand.
Yeah.
I believe he's got stuff up his sleeve. And I base this on scripture. I base this on 2 Thessalonians 2, because Paul said to the church of Thessalonica, which, by the way, the entire letter he wrote to 2 Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 to the church of Thessalonica was all centered around the fact that his congregation was freaking out because people were forging letters in Paul's name telling them that they had missed the rapture. And they missed the coming of the Lord. Mm. So he had to bring clarification to them. And boy, did he bring it. Not only did he reassure them that they had not missed the coming of the Lord, but he went down, come on, detailed, and said, when you see this and this and this and this, you're going to know that that will be the timing. Well, folks, listen to me. Mm. When you go in there, he said that the mystery of lawlessness that is already at work will continue to work until the lawless one is revealed. He talks about a restrainer that will be removed. I believe the restrainer is the church, and I know we're going to have a different opinions here with that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree.
Right. But then you go on down, keep reading. He says, watch this, that Satan himself will begin to orchestrate deception. But here's the real terrifying part is it doesn't say that. Now watch, it says God himself, because people are refusing to turn to the truth. Mm. They would not love the truth, but accepted the lie and believe. And that's interesting. He used the term the lie. Yeah, I've always found that interesting. Whatever that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says because they refuse to accept the truth and believe the lie, it says that God himself will send a strong delusion and there will be lying signs and wonders that will be demonstrated through the Antichrist. I believe I want to hear your take on this. I believe these lying signs and wonders are things that we have never seen before. I don't think it is a generation we've never experienced before.
Yeah, I do too.
I base this on this. God said that if it were possible, listen to this, the deception is going to be so strong. If it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived.
Absolutely. Wow. And, wow. And then I go back to Matthew 24 when they ask him, what shall be the sign of the end of the times? Before he ever gets into earthquakes, before he ever gets into pestilence, deception. Before he ever gets in, he says, see that you're not deceived. Because so many things are pointing to us that the final generation is going to experience a great deception. I want to show the big picture and the end time headlines something here. Guys, this show right here, I want to encourage you. I can't get it to show up there. Let me see if I can do this. I want y'all to see this. It's Alan DeDio, and I'm sorry that you can't see the full graphic there. I'm going to try to just move us around just a little bit so you can see it. And this is a show, y'all, that answers the question that we're talking about. He has wrote a book, and it's a show that we just did. And Ricky, we asked the question, and he says something on this show that I've never heard anybody say regarding UFOs. He said, we do not have any video of any structure coming into our atmosphere. They're all videos in our atmosphere. And he is, of course, feels just like us that it's demonic activity.
But these,
and I'd never heard anybody say that. And he says, they've always been here. And they're in our skies, and they're under our water, and they're underground, and they're doing all these kind of things. They're not from other planets. They're from another dimension. And when they're here, they are using the technology that is here, and they've used that for a long time, and humans have interacted with them. But I just thought it was interesting. He said, no one's ever shown a video of them coming in. I don't know why we're glitching. But Ricky, I don't know if the government is mad at us or what, but as soon as I start talking about this, look at what's happened to your camera.
Oh, my gosh, they're here.
They're here. They heard us.
It is weird, though. Look at that. Now it's stopped.
Now look, what in the world?
That is weird. That's weird,
what
brother.
What just happened? That is wild.
Don't freak out. It's a glitch. It's a glitch. It's another glitch.
All right, we're going to pause and see if we can fix this. Hang on. I don't even know what you did, Ricky, but it wasn't on my end. It was on your end. You made the aliens mad. You made the little green men mad. And they were up there watching us, and they were like, uh-uh. We cannot let them talk about us. So they flipped a switch on you or something.
Yeah, they said, you want to talk about a glitch? We'll send you a glitch. I've never had that happen, ever. That's a first. That is so weird. That is weird.
Well, I had this pulled up here. Now I can show you this. Guys, I'm telling you, if you haven't got a chance to watch this, go back and watch it. It aired a couple of nights ago, and this is on our channel here called Summoning Alien Demons. And Alan DeDio is one of the greatest men of God, one of the greatest influencers for God. He's a pastor. And we answer a lot of the questions about aliens. And I also want to just say real quick that if you're new to our channel and you found us tonight, Sandy and I do a live breaking news show every Monday night. It's 2 hours long. This is my wife here on the screen, and we comment on the news of the day live. We read a lot of the live chat, take questions and things like that. And then every Wednesday night, I do an in-depth Bible study live here at 7 p.m. Central Time as well. We would love for you to join us. Now, Ricky, here's the question. All right, so as we get to this point, we have talked about the government is seizing control of the media. They're spy balloons that they won't admit they're spy balloons. There are China and Russia is upping their ammunition production. They're producing aircraft carriers. They're preparing for war. We've seen test runs of cyber attacks. There's no doubt what that was. It's just them just saying, hey, are we ready? Are they going to shut the whole thing down right before the election? How is that going to affect the election? And now we're talking about UFO rollout and disclosure, and more and more and more they're talking about aliens and UFOs. There's probably a lot of people watching this program right now that are scared to death. I mean, you've seen them in your comments. You guys are fear mongers. I'm scared to death. Or that's the one way they go. And the other way is just, I'm crying. I'm scared. You know, I want to know this information, but I'm terrified. I'm having a panic attack, all this kind of stuff. Ricky, what we know, that's not why me or you, either one of us, do this to scare people. It's to open their eyes to the truth and to point them to Jesus. So if somebody's sitting here watching this on End Time Headlines or The Big Picture, and they're scared to death, what would you say to them about this moment that they're living in?
Well, first of all, I would say get in your Bible, begin to read your Bible, and you'll discover that everything that we're talking about today has been foretold for thousands of years. Prophets seen it. Daniel saw it. John saw it. all these prophets saw these days in which we're living in. Wow. So that right there, we have to make a choice. We can be fearful, but we can be excited knowing that we are the generation that are seeing all these things come to pass. Yes. And remember, as I said earlier, Jesus said himself that when you begin to see these things coming to pass, you got to keep your head up. Don't keep it down. Don't be discouraged. Don't be disarrayed. Don't be, don't throw in the towel, but keep your head up. Yes. And because knowing our redemption is drawing near. I want to say this. Remember, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were four men, young men, right in the middle of a Babylonian empire, a Babylonian system, where in which they faced, listen to this, they faced a predicament where in which they were either going to have to bow down, does this sound familiar, and worship an image, or they would suffer the consequences. Daniel was told, you are going to comply to the government's mandates that is going to dictate who you can pray to and how you're going to pray.
So good.
Or there's going to be consequences. Now look at this. These men were our examples. And I want to throw this out there. These were not older men and women of God. These were young men. These were like my son's age, 16 years of age. And they purposed in their heart, Daniel chapter one.
Yes.
That they were going to walk with God, stand with God, and see through this thing no matter what happened. Now look, I know both of myself and my brother here both believe in a pre-tribulation rapture.
Yes.
But we truly don't know
how
much we will experience and see in the days ahead.
Yeah.
So I say it always like this. My hope is that, and I believe in scripture, that God has not delivered us unto wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But how much we will actually see, go through, and experience, only God himself knows. So instead of taking that chance and rolling the dice and saying, before it gets too bad and before this and that, this happened, you know, I'm out here. I prepare, watch this. I prepare as if I'm going through a fiery furnace or going into the lion's den. Now, how do I prepare for that? I prepare for that by purposing in my heart now, before I ever get to the den, before I ever get to the fiery furnace, before I'm ever faced with the image of the beast, and before I'm ever faced with the mark of the beast and the rise of the Antichrist and all this. Before I ever get to that point, I've got a purpose in my heart right now, today, come on, in 2024, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. So I want to encourage everyone's listening today, the Big Picture audience, the Kingdom Intelligence Report, the End Time Headlines audience. If you're new to the program listening, however you found us today.
Yes.
If you've not made that decision.
Come on.
If you've not drew a line in the sand, made your face like flint, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel, and say, we will not defile ourselves with this woke culture, Babylonian system, but as we will stand with the Lord no matter what come hell and high water, through thick and thin, we're going to see through it because we believe. Come on, Daniel made this statement. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego made the same statement. They said, whatever it looks like, and I'm paraphrasing this, we know that our God shall be faithful and deliver us. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Come on, but the Lord, he delivers us out of them all. So if you're listening, you're watching, you're on the fence, I'm going to kick it over to Bishop here. He's going to pray for you as the pastor here, and he's got the steering wheel for this thing. I'm going to kick it over here, and he's going to pray. Come on, listen. If you're watching, you're listening, you're backslid, you're away from God, you don't know God, we're going to pray into the kingdom right now. Come on.
And what my favorite part of what you just said about the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's declaration, they said, but even if he doesn't.
Yes.
He is able to deliver us from the fire, but even if he doesn't, we will not bow. And so, so the reality is this, we are going to have to go through some things, but God is good no matter what. To the believer, there is a peace that passes all understanding, a joy that's unspeakable and full of glory in the middle of chaos. So if you don't have that peace, if you don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your heart is right with God, that you will one day hear from the Lord, well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter into thy rest, then you need to surrender your life today to God. You need to turn from the ways that you are headed, do an about face, turn from your wicked ways, renounce the devil and his so-called kingdom, and repent of your sins today. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, first and foremost, I pray for each and every person watching this program, either on End Time Headlines or The Big Picture. I believe, God, you have divinely orchestrated their finding this show. Whether watching it live or on replay, God, it is orchestrated by you. Not so that they would learn all this information, but so that they would be at this point right now where they could make a decision right now for you. More than a decision, a lifestyle, eternal decision right now. So if that's you, this is what you pray. And it's just words coming out of my mouth, but it's got to be something more than that to you. It's got to come out of your spirit, man. It's got to mean more than anything you've ever meant in your life. Don't just say words. We're not saying you got called and you're sorry. This is repentance, turning from your wicked ways. Here we go. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I understand that I am a sinner and I need a Savior. And I am asking you to be my Savior. And I'm asking you to forgive me of every sin I've ever committed. I confess you, Jesus, and you alone as the only way to heaven and to God and in a heavenly eternity. I renounce the devil and all of his demons and all of the life that I had lived before. I turn my back on him. And I run in the opposite direction. I am seeking to be discipled. I want to be delivered from any addiction that I have. I am free in the name of Jesus. And if you are bound, I want to speak right now in the name of Jesus. I'm believing that you are being freed right now. If you're sick in your body, I'm believing you're being healed right now. This was a divine appointment. If you prayed that prayer, comment down below, whether on Ricky's show, my show, let us know that you prayed that prayer so that we and the other family that you're with right now can rejoice with you. What a show, Ricky. What a show, man.
Amen.
Aliens got mad at us. Devils got mad at us, but we made it through it. That was awesome. So I love you, man. I appreciate our friendship. I appreciate all that you do for the kingdom. I'm so thankful that God connected us, man. I just believe in everything you're doing. And I want to show everybody one more time, real quick, that on the big picture side, if you have not ever gone to End Time Headlines, go there. Go there right as soon as you get it. It will be direct linked down below in the description. You can see his news website there. You can talk about it. You can see where you can get his app and, of course, all of his YouTube videos. Also, if you're the ETH family and to those that might have found us on our channel as well, you can go to LarryRaglin.tv or LarryRaglin.com. You can see an archive of our shows. But more than that, you can see a way to partner with us. We are globally now on a television ministry called Faith TV that's going all over the world. You can help us with our television show. In addition to our YouTube, you can get a copy of our book that we just released. And, of course, merchandise is available there in all of our social media connections. And last but certainly not least, if you have not smashed the like button, what are you waiting on? Come on, smash it, smash it, smash it. Subscribe to either channel that you're watching and subscribe to both channels. If you're watching on one, subscribe to that channel, then go over to the other channel and subscribe to it. So Ricky, thank you so much once again for being a part of the show and blessings to your family and all the ETH family as well.
You too, brother. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
God bless. And one more time, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you next time on The Big Picture, where we always want to remind you that we ain't woke, but we are certainly awake. See you next time. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.